tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Friends, it is Friday, and I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Friday to join me to search and seek out for the mind of God here today. And that's what we're going to do. We're tuning into his frequency. That's what we do here at WGOD. We tune into God's frequency because God is always broadcasting. And what we need to do is go to where he's speaking, and that is in his word. And that's what we're going to do here momentarily on this Friday. Again, we're listening to a sermon I just started yesterday. It's from the year before last at the church that I pastor. The sermon is entitled Seek Ye First. The church that I pastor is Island Community, and we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 for Bible study. Both are broadcast on Facebook, and very, very soon, both will be broadcast on the Subsplash app, which is almost finished. That'll be coming up soon, where we won't be subject anymore to anyone not happy with what they see or hear and delete it or throw us off or whatever. We won't be at the mercies anymore of anyone else. And that will be released here coming up. So more on that as that happens. But this weekend, we'd love to see you. My sermon is out of 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going through verse by verse the book of 1 and 2 Peter. My first time in the pulpit on a Sunday morning preaching out of this book, and it's been a real blessing for me. And I invite you to come out Sunday morning, 10:30. If you're far away, you can join us at Island Community Church is our Facebook page. That live feed will kick off around 10:45. So more info on this ministry, WGODradio.com. IslandCommunityChurch.net is the website for the church. And I invite you out this weekend. Why don't you come by and worship with us this weekend? Going to have a great service. I'd love you to be a part of it as well. So I officially invite you to come by, stop by and say hi to me when you come in, and let me know you listened in on the radio. Well, as a matter of fact, you come by and I'll seek you out. So looking forward to meeting you or seeing you again. Okay, here's the last part of this message now. Seek ye first.
Ephesians 5:14. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, or Christ will give you light. Luke 11:34, your eye is a lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. Psalm 119, verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light, gives understanding to the simple. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And at the end of the Bible, Revelation 21, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God gives its light. Gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. I'd say the Bible has a lot to say about light. What do you think? But just my encouragement to you, walk in the light. Darkness and light cannot coexist. If you stay and walk in the light as he is in the light, you're in constant fellowship with God. That's how you hear from God. That's how you get your prayers answered all the time, is by walking in the light. The good news is, if you find yourself full of darkness, you can change that today. You don't have to stay there. See, this is good news. That's not your eternal destiny. You can change what's inside of you. If the light in you is dark, You can change it right here today before you walk out of this church. By calling on the name of the Lord, replace the darkness with the light. Ask me about it later if you want to know. If you need help, if you find yourself full of darkness, and if you need help, let me know. I'll help you. Next up, who's your master? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, Mark 10:17 says this. Now, as they're going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and said, "Good teacher, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven," what we've been looking at. You know, I didn't even see that connection until now. And then he said, "Come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, Jesus had the ability, being God, to look right through a man and a woman and peer right into your soul. Here he saw a man that worshiped what the Bible calls mammon. It's an Aramaic word for cash on the barrel. Worshiped his money. Notice, please, Jesus' response. It says, then Jesus... So the guy sat at his word, and he went away, sorrowful. Then Jesus looked around and said, look at that. He didn't even get up. He didn't go after him. He didn't say he was sorry for offending him. He didn't water down the truth to gain followers. He hits you right in the breadbasket with the truth. And it's up to you, church, to receive it or reject it. He didn't chase the guy. "Oh, I'm so sorry you misunderstood me." No, here's the truth. Receive it or reject it. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astonished, said among themselves, "Well, who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at him and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. If you hold on to your money for dear life, Jesus says today he can set you free from having money as your God. Because with God, all things are possible. Now remember, the percentage in the Bible of people that don't cross the finish line. Remember, the Lord Jesus taught that only one out of four people that start off in the faith cross the finish line. One out of four. One out of four. On average, that's these three good people right here and me. Out of us four, one of us is going to cross the finish line on average. See, what I say to that is let someone else fulfill the averages. All four of us are going to, because we're going to study the word. Let the church that doesn't preach the word fulfill the averages. 98 out of 100. Not in this church. Not as long as I'm the pastor here, that ain't going to happen. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Money will take you out if you worship it, if you put it before God. If all you do is work and slave for money, that's making money an idol. And it starts off slow, real slow. Oh, you get a raise at work. Then you're going to use that money and you're going to buy a boat. But you work Monday through Saturday, so guess what day you're going to go boating? Sunday, church day, right? And then before you know it, while men slept, you've been taken out. It's what Jesus said. You can't worship both. Lastly, don't worry about your life. Verse 25. I can't wait to get to chapter 13. That's going to be a good chapter. The parable of the wheat and the tares, and the parable of the sower sows the word. One person falls away because he doesn't understand. Next person falls away because of the cares of this world. The next person falls away because of riches. And there's one person out of that parable that crosses the finish line. Verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. He must have just been out on a field when he told this. Must have been a big, a rich, green field full of lilies, birds, a lot of green grass. Just looking for examples around him. Look at the birds, he says. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you not more value than they? Verse 27, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? That is, which of you by worrying can make yourself an inch taller? Which of you by worrying without any Grecian formula can get rid of the gray in your hair? Yeah, I've been thinking of trying that Grecian formula. It's not all mucky, you know. My wife won't know it. But don't you remember the commercials? You just rub it into your hair, and in a couple weeks, you look like you did when you're 18 again. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Why do you worry about clothing? Then he says, consider the lilies. Look at these lilies over here. Look at how they grow. They don't toil or spin. Then Jesus says this, and yet I say to you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Why? Because all of Solomon's money made him look like that. And the lily had nothing except God. He was naked. He was all dependent on God for what that lily looked like. Solomon, he did all his himself. He bought his looks. This one depended on God for it. And Solomon couldn't hold a candle to what God created. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cut under Darren's lawnmower, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Jesus is saying, don't you think God is going to take care of you? David said this in Psalm 37, about at the end of his life. He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging for bread. Summed up his life with that statement. And since God is watching out over you, verse 31, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. Meaning, for after all these things, those that don't know any better think that. Not you. You're a child of God. Don't you know God takes care of his own? That's what the Gentiles say. What's going to happen to me? The children of God say, hallelujah, rejoice. The children of God say, every one of my hairs is numbered. Amen? The children of God say, if God is for me, who can be against me? The children of God say, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. The children of God say, we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand. You don't respond like the Gentiles that don't know God. Or these fools out here that say global warming is going to destroy the world. Follow the Bible. Believe what God says. He is sovereign. This is his world. He's in charge. Though ultimately they're right, you know? Because Peter says the world is going to melt with fervent heat. You want to talk about global warming? They're right. There is going to be global warming. Zechariah the prophet says people's eyes are going to dissolve in their sockets. Global warming, you bet your sweet bippy. When God orchestrates it, be it next Tuesday or 1,000 years from now. Therefore, seek ye first, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Then he says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Meaning, isn't there enough evil today to worry about than to go around stressing about what tomorrow's going to bring? Just remember, God's in charge of tomorrow. He'll see you through whatever you're going through. If you die and leave this world tomorrow, oh, happy day. Because to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Do you have that peace today? Are you able to not worry about if you don't make it till tomorrow? Do you have that peace? Right? The Bible says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that peace where you don't have to worry about tomorrow? You can have that before you leave here today. By calling on the name of the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can have that peace before you leave here, where you won't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own things. Seek ye first. Put God first. God once said this to a little child whose name was Solomon. God said to him, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, to make a long story short, give to your servant an understanding heart so that I can judge your people and discern good from evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech, therefore, pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing. Then God said, now listen to God's answer. All he asked for was for wisdom and a heart to understand good and evil. He said, because you have asked for this. I'm in 1 Kings, I think chapter 3, verse 6. He says, because you have asked for this thing, and you've not asked for long life, you haven't asked for a lot of money or riches for yourself, you haven't asked for the life of your enemies, I have done according to your words. See, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall anyone arise after you. Then in verse 13, he says this, but I have also given you what you didn't ask for. Riches and honor. So that there will not be anyone like you among all the kings, all of your days. So if you walk in my ways, keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. You see, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Give up everything else like the one man wouldn't do. Give it all up and seek the kingdom. And then you will win the kingdom, and then God will give you all the other stuff anyway. Because he's good. Put him first. Seek God first. And all these things might be added unto you. All these things will. It's a promise. Take this promise from Jesus Christ today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That is, put him first. Just think about him first. Put him first. The kingdom and his righteousness. Simple word, righteousness. That is, love what God loves. Hate what God hates. Do what he would want you to do. Be his hands and feet here on the earth. Vote godly people into office. Kick ungodly people out. Get rid of ungodly judges. Get rid of ungodly people in school that are destroying the minds of kids. Get rid of abortion. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And then all this other stuff will be added unto you. That's my sermon today. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, we would even desire these things because they come from you. Because on our own, we don't desire these things. We desire evil without you. Thank you for following through on your word and doing what you said. You give us a new heart. We're born again with a new heart. We have new desires, and that is to love you with all our heart, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love you and your kingdom, to want to do good and righteous things comes from you. And we thank you for it. Lord, we praise you. Praise your holy name in this house today. I pray for my family here today in this church and those that on the radio that'll hear it is. Show us how we can serve you better. What you're calling us to do, Lord. We, like Isaiah, would cry out to you and say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Send me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Waking up to sing.